Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge. That's orient-lodge.com. And you're listening to
another episode of Beyond Lodge Radio Show.
You're sounding a little muffled, Fiona, so if you can try to speak a little more clearly, a little more into the phone, that'll help. Just about every Sunday evening, it's 6:30 Eastern United States time, with the exception of recently when things have been fairly chaotic for us, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. It provides some quality father-daughter time, and is building up a large library of recordings of the two of us talking together. Sometimes we have special guests call in. Sometimes we have unexpected guests call in. And often it's just the two of us talking. Do you have any guests planned for tonight, Fiona?
Not that I know of.
Well, I don't either, so it'll most likely be the two of us talking together. But before we get on with the show, I'd like to encourage all parents to spend more time talking with their kids, perhaps recording some of the discussions for posterity, or doing as we do, sharing them on Blog Talk Radio. So, Fiona, it's been, I think, close to a month since we've done the show. And a lot has gone on, so where do you want to start?
Why don't we talk about, do we want to start with what happened most recently?
Well, sure. What's happened recently that you'd like to talk about?
Well, the other day, me and Mom went to see Jurassic World.
Okay. And so what can you say about Jurassic World?
It was really good.
It was really good. Can we be more descriptive? So what was really good? What made it really good?
Well, first of all, the graphics were absolutely amazing.
Okay. So can you describe any of the graphics and what was so amazing about them?
Just they got the dinosaurs so, like, lifelike, and it was just fantastic.
And that was done with graphics?
I believe so.
They didn't actually, bring some dinosaurs back to life?
Well, I don't think that would have ended well.
Okay. How about, did they use any robots?
They might have.
Yeah. You know, it would be interesting to find out exactly how they put that together. So the dinosaurs looked very lifelike?
Yeah.
Okay. What else about the graphics did you find especially interesting?
They just were really well done.
Okay. So when you say they were well done, what makes them well done?
I don't know how to describe it. They just looked really nicely and flowed.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things, you haven't taken any physics courses yet, right?
No.
But one of the things that's important for good computer graphics is for the graphics to obey the law of physics. So as a very simple example, let's say you did a computer animation of somebody dropping a ball. What's going to end up happening?
The ball would bounce.
Well, you know what? Some of that depends on what the ball's made out of, right? If the ball is made out of something very fragile, it might break. If it's made out of something really bouncy, it might bounce. It might bounce really high. Or if it's made of something not really bouncy, it might just sort of land with a thud. So all of those are things that go into good computer graphics. Or another one is if you think of graphics that are sort of graphics of some living thing, like a dinosaur, you want to make sure that the motions make sense, right? You know, it's, if you've got bones and muscles and, you know, there's just certain ways that the body is going to be able to move. So how well did the graphics in Jurassic Park handle things like things falling or things breaking or dinosaurs moving? So those are all things to think about, to talk about.
I think they did it very well. Like, things flowed, I guess, is the right word, in a very natural way.
Okay.
It looked very good.
Okay. So beyond the computer graphics, what else was it that made it really good?
The acting in it was fantastic, but, I mean, that's what I would always expect from Chris Pratt.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about, so who's Chris Pratt?
An amazing actor who has starred in a few things.
So what's he starred in?
He's starred in Guardians of the Galaxy and obviously this. And here I'm pulling. He was in Community and he was in Parks and Rec. Not Community. His mom got them confused. Here. He's been in Her, Parks and Rec.
So what of those things have you seen him in?
I've seen him in Jurassic World. I started Parks and Rec, but it got boring, so I stopped.
Okay.
I've seen him in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
And I saw him in, obviously, this.
Right.
And there are a few, actually, things that I wanted to see, but I never got a chance to, that he was in.
Which were?
He was in Delivery Man.
Okay. What's Delivery Man?
It's about this guy that had, like, 500 kids.
Okay.
And it just looks really funny. And he was in the Lego Movie, which I never had the desire to see, but I just didn't know he was in that. Do you know that one?
Right.
He was a voice in it.
Okay. So he did good acting. What was he in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Star-Lord.
Okay. So what about, were there any other actors that sort of jumped out at you?
Actually, not really. I was kind of surprised. A lot of these people, I don't really know.
Okay.
Except for Jake Johnson, who, like, I recognize, but I don't know what I recognized him from.
Okay. But with that, whether or not you know them, did any of them deliver particularly compelling roles?
They were all really, really good actors. The two boys who played the kids, which were Ty Simpkins and Nick Robinson. Oh, I know someone named Nick Robinson. Were really, really good in it.
Okay.
And Vincent D'Onofrio was especially good in his role.
Okay.
Mom says he's really famous, but I've never heard of him.
Okay. Well, and what was his role?
He was this, like, military guy that wanted to use the Raptors against for like military purposes, and then he's one that gets them to use the raptors for the hunting down the main monster.
Okay. So we've talked a little bit about the graphics, a little bit about the acting. What else makes for it being a good movie?
Like the script, I guess, the dialogue. The dialogue was really well thought out.
Okay. So I think typically they would refer to that as the screenplay.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, that. Okay. And so
there was this one little part that we all just kind of laughed at in the theater. So when they were running from the dinosaurs, this guy had his martini and was trying to get it not to spill while running from the dinosaurs.
Okay.
There was that one little part, and it was hilarious.
Okay. And so that's like one of the images, but you said that the dialogue was good?
Yeah, it was really good and well thought out.
Are there like quotes from it that you remember?
Not really especially, but it was just really well done.
Okay. Okay, so we've talked about the screenplay. What else goes into making a good movie?
What
else goes into making a good movie?
I don't know, it's kind of hard to describe.
Well, how about the soundtrack?
Oh, they did a good job. They had the old Jurassic Park theme song, which had actually been stuck in my head for quite a while.
Okay, so that part worked. So did they have, in other parts, did they bring in songs from, like, popular culture or stuff like that?
A little bit. It was mostly dramatic instrumental.
Okay. Did they have any songs that were, like, composed for it?
They might have. I'm actually not sure. Let me see if I can.
Okay, but none that jumped out at you.
No, but I'm not normally accustomed to looking for those specific things.
Okay. Well, you know, these are the sort of different things that are good to think about when you go to a movie. Let's see. So, how about the costumes?
Oh, they were really, really well done.
Okay. Now, was there anything special about the costumes?
They just, the way they did them, they were just really magnified who the character was.
Okay, so that's a good thing. And how about the makeup?
It was really good. Again, the magnitude of the characters really were, but they didn't really need to do a whole lot of makeup, because when I think makeup for movies, I think monster makeup.
Right. Was there much for, like, blood and gore?
Not especially, because it was mostly the graphics of the dinosaurs.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was, like, graphic blood splatter more.
Okay. So, any other things to bring up about Jurassic World?
It was fantastic, and I strongly suggest it.
Okay. Now, let's come up with a couple other questions with that. Was it 3D?
We didn't see it in 3D. But it probably would have been really good in 3D, because it's really pop out at you. Even in 2D, it's very jump out, which is really, really good.
And do you know if it's available in IMAX or not?
I'm not sure. I think it's IMAX 3D.
Okay. And so I'm trying to think of what is your favorite movie?
Oh, that's hard. I don't know. There are so many great movies that I adore.
Okay, so let's talk about a few of them. So there's Age of Ultron, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, how would you compare this to Age of Ultron?
Oh my God, it's like apples and oranges. It's hard to compare.
Yeah, but in terms of just overall, if you were to give one of them 10 stars and one of them something else, what would you give the 10 stars to and what would you give the other one?
I would probably give Age of Ultron a 10 out of 10 just because of my favorite actors and actresses and my favorite writer, Joss Whedon, and it was just so good. And Jurassic World, I'd probably give a 9.5 just because Jurassic World, it was so good. Even though I didn't know the actors, it was fantastic. I just loved it.
Okay, so now we're getting a little bit of a scale put together. And let's throw in another movie just to get a sense of where it fits in. And let's throw in, say, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm.
We've got Age of Ultron at a 10 and Jurassic World at a 9.5. Where would Guardians of the Galaxy be?
9.8.
Okay. So now we're kind of getting some ranking and some comparison. What else have you seen for movies recently?
Recently? I haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy recently. Like in the theater?
Yeah. Yeah, because the thing is, you want to have it so that the comparisons are sort of, you know, similar comparisons, because if you've seen one just, you know, on your cell phone and the other one in the theater, it may be a little harder to compare them, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. What was one I've seen in the theater recently? That wasn't recently. I saw McFarlane USA in the theater, like, this past year, and I can remember it, sort of.
Okay, so how would what would you give that for a score?
Like a 2.
Okay, yeah, because you didn't really like
so
that
bad.
One.
Oh, I mean, right. The acting was okay, but it was just so boring.
Right. Okay. Well, are there any other things in talking about movies you want to hit right now?
Not really.
Okay. So, what's another topic to catch up on?
Well, camp just started.
Okay, so what's going on with camp?
Well, we get our full script on Monday.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit for people who don't know what the camp is or why you would be getting a full script on Monday.
Well, it's Audubon Arts Camp, which is a theater camp.
Okay.
And so every 3 weeks we create a show, and it's a 6-week program, or there are 2 sessions, and we design our characters, make up the plot, and then our drama producer, which right now is the wonderful Tanya, writes up our script. And then we should get the rest of our songs, which Greg Bell, our amazing vocal person, is writing, because he makes, like, parodies of songs, so the lyrics go along with whatever our play is about.
Okay. And so what parts have you been involved with at camp this past week?
What do you mean?
Well, So, for example, did you help with the character development?
The what? Sorry?
Character development, trying to determine who the different characters are or what they're going to be like.
Yeah, we kind of just like got our own character based on the plot because we picked out what characters we're gonna have, then we got picked out which characters we were gonna be and like wrote out who they were, what they were gonna be like.
Okay. So you get to develop your character, and each person gets to develop what their character is going to be like. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so that information is given to the person who's creating the script, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in terms of the plot, do they come up with an initial plot and you just go with it? Do you guys create the plot? Do they
We create our
create a
plot.
overall? Okay. Okay. And how many people are in your group at camp?
19, which is a lot.
That is a lot. So that'll be quite a production. And when's your production?
Not this coming Thursday, but the Thursday after that.
Okay, so the 16th. Ooh. I think I've got a really important meeting on the 16th.
At what
So,
time?
I'm going to have to check. I think it's in the afternoon.
Ooh, 'cause I think it's at like 3:30.
Right. Well, we will have to try to find out exactly when it is, and I'll look at my schedule and see what the considerations are. Okay. And then what about the songs?
What do you mean, what about the songs? We've only gotten one of them.
Okay. So there's, do you know how many there's going to be?
Like three or four.
Okay. And are you involved in helping come up with ideas for the songs or how they get changed around or stuff like that?
No, that's all Greg's doing. He picked out
Okay.
what songs we're doing them to and then writes the lyrics.
Okay. Okay. So what else is, so actually let's do another part of, so there's 19 kids in your group.
Yeah.
What are the demographics? How many boys, how many girls?
In our group,
Yeah.
I think there are four guys, not including counselors.
Okay. Which would mean there must be 15 girls.
Yeah.
Okay. And are they mostly from New Haven? Are there a bunch of Woodbridge people? Are there people from other towns?
From all over, I don't really know.
From all over. So what are some of the other towns that people from camp that you know are from?
Haven.
Okay.
West Haven.
Okay.
I can't remember anything else.
Yeah. North Haven?
Yeah.
East Haven?
Probably.
South Haven?
I don't know.
Good, because there isn't one.
Well,
You know, it's south of New Haven, right?
no.
Long Island Sound. So, yeah. Unless there's like some fish or some mermaids or something like that, you know, you're not likely
Yeah,
to
see,
have.
secretly we're gonna have a bunch of octopi do it. And like
Okay.
jellyfish.
Okay. Okay. So, what else about camp?
I'm not really sure. I'm just really excited. We've already mostly designed our costumes and set.
Okay. Okay. And is that pretty much all you work on, or do you do other stuff while you're at camp?
Well, we do improv, which is a lot of fun.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about the improv you do.
Well, mostly we've been playing improv games and learning different improv techniques.
Okay, so what games have you been learning or playing?
Well, we played The Machine, which is really cool.
Okay, so how do you play The Machine?
Right, so you have to have a bunch of people, and you choose what the machine does. And I think we did a light bulb maker. And then one person starts out with one movement, and then another person comes up and adds another movement and keeps going and going until you have this whole bunch of people doing all different movements that, connect to each other. And then you go through different emotions, see how it works, how the machine would work using different emotions.
Okay. Okay. Another game?
We are playing Mafia, which is one of my favorite games.
Okay, so how do you do that?
Okay, so there's a town of people, and one person is God. God chooses three people in the Mafia. And and while everybody's asleep, the Mafia chooses one person to kill. And then there's a guardian angel, which chooses one person to save, not knowing who was killed. And then there's a detective who can ask God about one person each night. Was it them? And it, yes or no.
Okay.
And then in the next day, people will vote out, trying to figure out who was in the Mafia.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's...
What?
What were you starting to say?
It's fun.
Okay. We're getting down towards close to the end of the show, so are there any other things you want to highlight?
No, not really.
Okay. Are you looking forward to the 4th of July?
Yeah, I keep forgetting that's this weekend.
Yeah, it's this coming Saturday, right?
Yep.
Okay. And any other things we should talk about before we end this week's episode?
No.
Okay. Well, in that case, you want to take us
out? Good night. Hopefully listen next week on Fiona's Radio Show. Thanks and good night.
Thanks and good night.